Can you reread it, Bob?
Sure. The general managers and program directors will report, I'm sorry, I forgot the words, to the executive director within 30 days on the progress of their programming process towards inclusion of the Spanish language news program in the schedule.
Just a point of clarification.
Yes.
Does Bob mean inclusion of the national program that's now being produced at KPFK?
Yes, I do, and I'll put in the word Spanish to make. In the word national to make it clear what I'm referring to.
Okay, that's the motion before us. Please direct your comments to that. Patty, how are we on time? Patty.
Hello, we
Step
are
away
11,
from the
and
dish
half, 11 and a half minutes on the agenda item completely.
Great, thank you. Lydia, would you like to speak to the substitute motion? You're next on the stack.
Yes, I mean, I actually...
Hang on, was that Rosalinda?
No, it was...
Who was that speaking?
A point of information I was requesting.
Yes?
Correct me if I'm wrong. It seems to me this is the same motion, essentially, only it's 30 days instead of 60 days. Is there a difference?
Right.
Have I got the language wrong here?
Other distinction?
Yes, there's a definite distinction. The language that my motion uses is the progress report within 30 days on the progress of their programming process towards inclusion. So if there is obstacles to the progress, then they would identify those. Now, obviously, my intent is that it's an encouragement to move as fast as possible towards inclusion, but if they have reasons that they consider to be obstacles, then that would be part of their report and say, we haven't been able to move it because of A, B, C, and D. So it is a little bit different. The intent, I think, the sort of broad intent is the same, but it's not a must carry, which I think would be a very problematic precedent to set, to have a must carry.
Hey, that I can get on the stack, please.
Okay. Lydia?
Yes, I mean, I prefer the 30 days, and I think that we do need to have in writing, but I would change the wording to include not to, just to the ED, but to the PMB. I think it's very important for them to know that, because I do think, as I said, even though I don't support miscarry, I would seriously consider it if we don't get adequate responses from the GMs. And in terms of what Mary raised, which sounds perfectly reasonable, I think that conceptually these are different broadcasts that we're talking about, but certainly people like Dave Adelson, Alan Minsky, myself, those of us that are bilingual, can certainly make a point between now and our in the next 30 days to listen to both of those and see if we can make a case for one or the other and whatever. But we really can't do that unless we do hear back from each. I think so. I think a 30-day period, 60 days was too long. I think and 30 days would be okay. But I think that the directors need to meet with the program directors and with the GMs. And make it very clear that the sentiment on the board, and I think that there are, and I wouldn't say the overwhelming, we haven't taken a vote on it, but that there are those who have been opposed, certainly you can speak for me, opposed to Muscari, who could change her mind in 30 days if some of these responses are inadequate. I agree with what Greg said, you can't just leave this so open-ended for so long.
There's been a motion, I believe, by Lydia to add the PNB to the language to the ED and the PNB. Is there a second to that?
I second it this way.
Yep.
That's to amend the substitute motion. Is there any objection to that amendment? Okay, hearing none, that'll amend the substitute motion. The next person on the stack is, hold on a second. I want to alternate. That was in favor. Don, are you speaking opposed or in favor to the substitute?
Opposed.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I actually think the original motion was somewhat stronger. I did want to address what Mary said about local programming. I don't think that, to me, that's not a very strong argument, because I believe that the board, which I incidentally was not on at the time it met in L.A. and passed this motion. I think the board was very interested in consolidating national programming, national Spanish programming. And the fact that people are doing local programming, which, of course, KPFK does many, many hours a week, does not substitute for a national program. And the concept is that eventually all the signal areas and many of the affiliates will be contributing segments to this national program. And it will expand in the amount of time it has. So while I actually think it should happen quickly, and I like the idea of 30 days, it seems to me the original motion that AC put out made very, very clear that the GMs and the PDs have to report back and have a plan. So I join Lydia in this adamancy. I mean, I would definitely vote for must carry if there continues to be stonewalling against the board's directive by vote that the national programming occurred. So unless someone has some aspect of this that I've missed, I'll oppose the substitute motion and support the original motion. Hello?
Hello? David,
I hear you.
Hi, there was a comment just made about opposing the motion. I do want to be clear. The board never passed any motion dealing with carriage, with who would carry it. So I just want to be clear about that point.
No, if I misstated, what the board did vote is that there would be national Spanish language programming.
That's true.
And I believe the intent of the board was that it would be throughout the network.
That's very, very true. Well, actually, not very true. We said national programming. We have Ray and AC left on the stack, and
Alan,
then we're basically going to...
Mr. Chair, we're
yes?
at five and a half minutes left on this item.
Okay, then we're going to have to process the motions unless there's a motion to extend time.
I call
hearing
move.
No,
10 minutes.
Who's moving?
Rob Robinson moves to extend by 10 minutes.
Is there
second.
A second to 10? Do I have to wait 10 minutes? Do people really think we're going to finish in 10 minutes? Because if not, let's not waste time a second time. Let's pick the time we think we need to finish. 10 minutes it is? Okay, is there any objection to 10 minute extension? Okay, that means...
I'm sorry,
Rob
Mr.
Robinson.
Chair,
okay. Rob Robinson moved 10 minute extension, and it was seconded.
Thank you.
Is there any objection? Okay, so what that means, given that we have 5 minutes left, Alan, I heard you. So we have Ray, Ace, Alan, and then that will leave us just enough time to process the substitute and the original main motion. If the substitution fails, Ray.
Dave, this is Bob.
Yes,
question.
Bob.
Can I have a minute after the motion passes to ask a question about web streaming of the show?
If we complete our agenda in time, you can. And if we haven't, then you'll need to ask for time at that time.
Thank you.
Ray, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to say that Don just asked what was the intent was when this program was created. I was on the board then, and clearly it was the intent was to make it national, but it was not by any means necessary. Clearly people are not on the same page. Some people only raise an eyebrow when this idea was proposed in the first place. And there's many technical reasons. Some people oppose something that's taking place in a different language where people turn off and maybe it won't come back and so on. But what I'm trying to say, the bottom line is that I oppose breast carry. And what we need is put pressure, discuss, convince, and get this done. And if people don't go in this fairly willingly, it will not work properly.
Thank you also for being brief. AC. Oh, by the way, everybody, I emailed to the full board, to the PMB list, the text of the original motion so while we were talking. So if you want to consult the original text, it should be in your inboxes if you're on the PMB list. AC.
Yes, I would urge Bob to combine these two motions because on the one level he's asking for a report on the status. My motion goes to a report on putting back to PNB as well as the ED as to the plan. I want to know what I was calling for a schedule. to be reported back. So I would urge Bob to change it from a substitute to an amendment, do the two things together. Because all they can do in 30 days is give you a status report. And my motion talks about an actual process by which they are going to implement the program.
Just to say, if we have time and if the substitute fails, if there's still time left, there will be time to amend AC's motion to shorten the time so that that part of Bob's motion is included. But that's if we move quickly. Alan?
Yeah, actually, very interesting you said that, AC, because with what I had said earlier, my earlier comment, you're pretty much on where I was. I was going to say that by the next time we meet, I was going to put forward a motion, something along the lines of what AC did, hoping to motivate what Bob has pretty much put forward here. However, having that on the table after AC's motion does make me feel that there's not a lot of difference between what we know already and what we're going to learn in 30 days. So I'm a little troubled that it's a pretty inactive motion. But again, I think it is purposeful to get clarity as to what is blocking the show from going on the air at the station. I do also want to concur that the Spanish language programming that is on KPFA, which I'm not familiar with, I do think that there is a big difference between a national program that you know is reaching a national audience, that the Spanish language communities across the United States can listen through Pacifica to a show that they know is being listened to by other Spanish language communities across the United States. I think that's very important. There's a very substantive difference there. So even if the shows that are being produced on KPFA are covering a lot of the same material, I do think it's different, and I do believe that Pacifica should provide a national Spanish language show that's made available to all the stations. I do want a point of information, then I'll finish. When is our next meeting scheduled for?
At the moment, it's scheduled for August 25th, 12 days from today, but we have an agenda item at the end of this motion to consider altering that.
Okay, no, that would be too soon. So I actually will vote in support of this because I think it'll be more information, but I'd certainly be prepared then to have me or someone else motivate, but I'll certainly do it if no one else does something that has teeth following this motion.
This is Teresa. Can I get on the stack?
Okay, I was just ready to move us to a vote, but you're the last speaker. Teresa, go ahead.
And Bob, please.
Well, I would like to say I would support this. I do think that the general managers and the program directors should report to the ED as well as the PNB, and they need to figure out a way to include this into our programming. And I think it goes both ways. I personally think, as it's evolved here, that there is a problem that the news is not available to us early in the morning, like at 6 in the morning, which I think would be a good time for us to show this program or air this. I think it needs to be reviewed sometime as to whether it's the best fit as we go. And maybe the people on the East Coast will have to be more involved in this, giving news, because, I mean, something might be happening at, you know, on the East Coast that needs to be included. So I'm going to vote for this and hope that we, on the national level, evaluate this as objectively as we can and tweak it so it can be the best thing that we have to offer this community.
Bob.
Thanks. Yeah, in the spirit of what AC asked me to do, I still think there's an important distinction between a must-carry, but I think we need an affirmative statement of the intent of the board, so I would propose to add a preface to the motion that would be as follows. The PNB strongly encourages all five Pacifica stations to add the Spanish language news program to their schedule. And then we'd go on to what I said earlier, that GMs and PDs will report to the ED and the PNB within 30 days on the progress of their programming process towards inclusion, et cetera. Towards inclusion.
Can you send that to me,
Bob? Is there a second
to
the amendment to the substitute?
I second
that.
That's
been seconded. Is there any need to debate it?
Well,
hearing no debate
Patty,
on
it. Can you hear me, Patty?
Yes, go ahead.
I don't support that language either. It's like very, it's all kind of, to me, mushy. You know, we encourage, we would like you to, we would like this, we would like that. We've been doing this, and we're here almost 2 years later, sitting here with no Spanish language program, and, you know, 30 days is plenty.
We have the program.
We have the program, and we need, you know, someone to answer on the ground someplace that they're going to take it or not, and that they're going to do something and not just encourage people all the time, because nothing is happening around here. I think I liked AC's, where in 60 days they're actually going to do something, or I would accept the 30-day thing. But to just, you know, ask them again what's going to happen is, to me, you know, just it's what we do. We go around with these things, and this is what kills the time on the board with no action. And it's
David,
7 minutes
I'll speak
time.
To this.
7 minutes now.
Am
okay,
I
well,
muted?
David?
Point of information.
Yeah, we hang on. No, wait. We have 7 minutes, and we have an amendment to a substitute and an original main motion. We will need the full 7 minutes to process the motion, so if we want further debate, we have to extend time. Otherwise, debate is closed. Is there a motion to extend time?
I move to extend by 5 minutes.
I move to extend.
Before anybody seconds that, does anybody have a suggestion for any other amount of time?
Yes, Mary Berg, I move to extend 10 minutes. It'll take us 5 minutes to just process.
Okay, 10 minutes. Is that acceptable to you, Lydia?
Yes.
Okay, is there a second to the motion to extend 10 minutes?
Second.
Is there any objection to extending 10 minutes? Hearing no objection, we'll take 10 more minutes of debate.
And this is Lydia. I'd like to be on the stack.
And may I ask my point of information?
Yeah, before you do that, I had Alan. Is there anybody else who wanted to speak? Okay, Mary, your point of information?
I wanted to ask Patty Heffley, is this, I was trying to understand her point, is this in favor of having then must-carry programming? Is that what is meant by action?
I'm going to disallow that. It's not relevant to the motions before us. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I'm going to still support the motion. I might not be as shy as some people here to talk about must carry, but I'd rather have this go forward without the board setting a precedent here, which obviously there's great unease on the board about in terms of must carry. So I would like to see this proceed through something along the lines more of consensus. I think that Bob's motion as it stands can work in that manner, and I do not view the preparatory language as it's put in, and I'll say this to the board clearly, as something that then excludes a later must-carry motion to be put forward on this board concerning this program. I think this is just what's happening right now to a specific situation at this moment. It's good if we can do this through consensus, avoid a must-carry motion, and so I do support it.
Lydia.
Yes, I oppose the language about encourage. We passed encourage a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I tend to agree with AC. I mean, I would like to, if there is an efficient way of merging the language of the two, I did think AC's was a little bit stronger, but I also preferred the 30 days over the 60 days. So that's my feeling, but I would vote for the motion as it stands right now, the substitute motion, just to move it forward. But I do think that AC's language was a little bit stronger, and if it could be combined, that would be good. If it could be done quickly and easily. But what Bob proposed, I did not feel was a combining of the two. I thought it watered it down.
We have no one else on the stack. May we move to process these motions? Hearing no further debate, we'll go to first the amendment to the substitute, which is the preface that Bob just suggested. Bob, can you reread that language?
The PNB strongly encourages all five Pacifica stations to add the Spanish language news program to their schedule.
Teresa, would you call the roll? If you vote yes, you're voting to amend Bob's substitute motion to include that language.
Okay, and Bob's going to send it to me, but
We'll start with Ray LaForest.
This is Bob's motion.
This is the preface.
I'm sorry, I was keeping time such acute fashion language.
You want Bob to read it one more time?
Quickly, please. Bob, please do.
The PNB strongly encourages all five Pacifica stations to add the Spanish language news program to their schedule.
Okay, yes. That was my vote.
Thank you, Ray. Ambrose?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Rosalinda Montes Palacios?
Yes.
Sarv Perandawa?
Yes.
Rip Robbins?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Don White?
No.
LaVarne Williams?
Pass.
Teresa Allen says no. Mary Berg?
Yes.
Thank you. Evelyn Bethune?
No.
A.C. I'm sorry, Lydia Brazon?
No.
A.C. Berg?
No.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Patty Heffley?
No.
LaVarne Williams?
No.
Madam Secretary, can I change my vote to no? This is Rob Robinson.
Okay. Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, no.
Okay, that amends the letter substitute. Bob, can you read the substitute as amended?
Okay. The PNB strongly encourages all five Pacifica stations to add the Spanish language news program to their schedules. The general managers and program directors will report to the executive director and the PNB within 30 days on the progress of their programming process towards inclusion of the national Spanish language news program in their schedule.
Bob, and because 30 days might not be clear, it might be from today, it might be from when he notifies them, it might be from when they pick up their email, would there be any objection to our changing it to a specific date? Is there any objection to naming September 13th as the specific date?
Mr. Chair, that doesn't even give 30 days because nobody will see it today or maybe tomorrow. So,
I believe it's 31 days until the 13th, and it will be emailed tomorrow.
Why don't we just make it an even the 15th? It's a good, mid-month, memorable date.
Is the 15th is a Friday. Is there any objection to making a specific date of September 15th?
No, that's fine.
Hearing none, Bob, can you reread it so to have people understand? So that people know, this is a substitute motion for AC's motion. Can the secretary read the main motion that this would substitute for so people are clear what they're substituting for?
Well, AC moved that the GMs report to the ED within 60 days with a schedule to include Spanish language national newscast at their station. I don't really have a complete substitute.
That is, Bob read the complete substitute. He'll send it to you.
Thank you.
So does anybody need the substitute motion reread?
No, but I'd like it to be sent to everyone, not just Teresa.
Okay, so everyone's clear on Bob's substitute motion. Teresa, will you call the roll on whether we substitute that motion for the main motion?
Bob Letter's motion as amended, substitute motion as amended. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Bob Letterer?
Yes.
Alan Minsky?
Yes.
Rosalinda Palacios? Sorry, Montes Palacios. I'm sorry, does that a pass?
Pass.
Thank you. Sarv Rondawa?
Yes.
Thank you. Rip Robbins?
Pass.
Rob Robinson?
Pass.
Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Don White?
No.
LaVarne Williams.
Pass.
Teresa Allen says yes. Mary Berg?
Pass.
Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Lydia Berzon?
Yes.
A.C. Berg?
Would you please explain that again? Because you're voting on the substitute.
We're voting on whether we're.
What are we acting on?
Okay, what we're voting is to substitute Bob's language for your language. Would you like Bob to reread his language?
Oh, substitute Bob's language for my language?
Right.
The 30-day thing.
Instead of the 60-day.
But it's more than just that.
It's more than just that. But
the other was a different vote.
I don't know why. I don't know why you inverted the motion like that, Dave. I don't know why you...
No, I didn't invert it. Hang on, AC. I didn't invert it. We're still it's because Bob's motion is a substitute, so we deal with that first. What I did was I had your motion also read so that people knew what the alternatives were clearly. But now what we're voting on is whether Bob's substitute motion will substitute for your original motion. If you vote no, then the next thing we'll do is vote on your motion. If you vote yes and it passes, then Bob's motion will substitute and we'll vote on that.
No.
Okay.
Thank you. Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Patty Heffley?
No.
Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane? Oh, I'm sorry, I already asked you. Thank you. Rosalinda
Montes. Yeah, but Ambrose
Montes
gets two votes.
Rosalinda Montes Palacios.
I thought I voted already. No, you
said pass, I think.
You said pass.
Oh, yes.
Thank
sorry.
You. Rip Robin?
No.
Rob Robinson?
No.
LaVarne Williams?
No.
Mary Berg?
Yes.
I don't know where that is.
7. 11, yes. 7, no.
Okay, so that motion substitutes for the original motion. Now, is there any objection to adopting the motion as substituted?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Yes?
This is Don White. I have no objection, but just to protest this, I'm going to abstain.
Well, what I'm trying to do is avoid calling the roll so we can note that you did not wish to be... Abstain. Okay.
Perry Heffley abstains too.
You know what, Teresa, will you please call the roll? We're now going to call the roll. So voting yes means we adopt Bob's language as our resolution. Voting no means we do not. Will you call the roll, Teresa?
Excuse me one second. Mr. Chair, how is this recorded in the minutes? We are now voting on what?
We've substituted the original main motion, and now we have to adopt the substitute language. So we're now voting on the substituted motion.
At what
first
point?
First we voted.
David,
yes, Stacey?
Question. Point of information.
Yes.
You had indicated earlier that there's a possibility of combining these two motions. Is it appropriate at this point to do that?
How much time do we have, Patty?
We're at time.
If you want to move to extend time and you want to amend the language of what we've now adopted, and if the board approves the extension of time, then you can modify this motion.
I move for 10 minutes.
I second.
Is there any objection to the extension of time?
Yes.
I object.
Will you call the roll on the extension of time, Teresa?
Okay, sorry. Bob Lever?
Abstain.
Alan Minsky? Alan Minsky? Rosalinda Montes Palacios?
I'll pass.
Alan Minsky votes yes.
Thank you. Star Rondawa? 10 minutes. Star Rondawa? Rip Robbins?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Deb Shapto? Deb Shapto? Don White?
Yes.
Lamarne Williams?
Yes.
3,000? No. Mary Bird?
No.
Evelyn Bethune?
No.
That's a no, I think. Lydia Brisson?
Oh. Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
No.
Patty Heffley?
Yes.
Ray LaForest? Ray?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Ray. Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Rosalinda Montes Palacios?
Yes.
Star Rondawa?
Yes.
Okay.
This is Evelyn. I'm sorry. I lost track. I was on another subject. Change my vote to yes, please.
All right. No problem. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yes. 1, 2, 3, no.
Okay, that gets 2/3. Bob, can you read the motion as it is presently exists before us before I recognize AC to propose an amendment?
Yes. Okay. The PNB strongly encourages all five Pacifica stations to add the Spanish language news program to their schedules. The general managers and program directors will report to the executive director and the PNB by September 15th on the progress of their programming process towards inclusion of the national Spanish language news program in their schedule.
AC, would you like to make an amendment to that?
I'd like to make the amendment.
This time I was over in this high fashion center, I thought I was going to lose my mind.
In other words, that it be they report to us in 30 days.
Hold on, Deb, we can hear you. Could you mute yourself, please? Go ahead, AC. And if you could speak closer to the phone, it's hard to hear you.
Yeah, okay. I would like to amend that motion to include an additional 30 days. Bob's motion called for the report on the progress. My motion called for a definitive answer to the PNV and to the executive director within 60 days. In other words,
to clarify, you want a definitive answer on whether they intend to carry or not within 60 days?
And an answer as to their recommendation for carrying. In other words,
okay.
they have to report a schedule, as I said in the earlier motion, to the PNV and to the ED. They have to report a schedule.
Okay, in October, actually, 30 days beyond that would be a Saturday the 14th. So would it be okay to say that and to report to the ED and the PNB by October, a definitive answer? Oh, wait, that's the wrong month. Hang on. Oh, wait, no, that's right.
Just use the word 60 days. That's what it's called.
All
right.
Okay. Within 60 days of what?
In other words, he gave you, I believe, 30 days. Am I correct?
He specified September 15th. So do you mean within 60 days of today, within 60 days of the receipt of notice to the managers, or within 60 days of September 15th?
Within 30 days of September the 15th.
The 15th. Okay. Teresa, can you read the motion as you have it?
I know Bird moved report to the PNB and ED within 60 days.
Now he's saying within 30 days of September 15th, providing their definitive answer on what, AC?
Yeah, the definitive answer to when, to their schedule, to their schedules for the program, implementation.
Mm-hmm.
Put a better word, their schedule for implementing the program.
And just to clarify, in your language, is it intended that that definitive answer might possibly be that they don't plan to include it in the schedule, or does it intend that it's mandated?
It's mandated that it be included in the schedule.
That's sort of exactly what your original motion, sort of exactly. That seems to me that that's substantially equivalent to your original motion that the board voted to substitute this for. So I thought originally you were saying a definitive answer one way or another.
Right.
But
about that, but I'm not giving them an outing. I'm not allowing them an escape clause.
Okay. I won't rule on it. I'll let the board decide
Mr.
that.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Patty.
Point of information, I thought that AC was wanted to change it to combine the two to make it the 30 days instead of the 60 days. That's
I did
what
too.
I was assuming you meant.
No,
that's not what he's proposing.
Well, allow me to say that Bob's motion called for a progress report in 30 days. My motion, if adopted, would require that they submit a program of implementation in 60 days. And this
can exactly.
Yeah.
Can I get on the staff, Mr. Chair?
Well, hang on. I want to make sure that
Hang on.
Is there a second to this?
Yes.
Second.
Okay. Teresa, can you read the motion as you have it, the amendment?
Byrd moves that the GMs and TDs or not?
It should say and that, because it amends the motion that we have before us now, and that the...
And the GM and TDs report to the PNB and ED within 30 days of September 15th, providing their program of implementation of the Spanish language news program?
A schedule of programming, yeah, for the Spanish language program.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
That's okay. Read what you have right to your point of ambiguity, and then let AC finish from there.
Byrd amends, quote, and the GMs and PDs report to the PNB and ED within 30 days of September 15th, comma, providing their program of implementation to their Spanish language news program schedule.
Program of implementation and schedules.
He says their plan of implementation and scheduling for the Spanish language
program.
National program.
National program, yes.
Yes.
One more time. Can you read it, Teresa? Hang on. Teresa,
right.
Can you read it?
A Byrd amends that the GMs and PDs report to the PNB and ED within 30 days of September 15th, comma, providing their program of implementation and scheduling for the Spanish language national program.
Yes.
Okay. Ray, your point of information.
Yeah, isn't it essentially that the motion that was defeated and in substitute for?
I thought so. I first thought it was different. Now I think it's substantially the same, but rather than my ruling on it, I'm going to let the board decide.
Is because it gives a definitive answer. They have to, Bob's motion called for the, call for an assessment. An update assessment. Mine calls for an implementation.
Okay.
Hang on, folks.
That's the motion. It's been seconded. Lisa's the first on the stack. Did I hear a point of information?
I have a point of order, Mr. Chair, Mary Byrd.
Go ahead, Mary.
It does seem the same as AC Byrd's original motion, and you say you think that it's the same, but you're going to let the board decide. I think that would be something that's more appropriate for the chair to rule on, because I'm not sure what process the board will use to decide it, just voting yay or nay. If it is the same, we shouldn't be voting on it at all. So I would appreciate the chair's making a ruling as to whether it is substantively the same as his original motion or not.
Point of information.
I happen to believe that it is nearly, but I could see one argument that said that the combined motion calls for a two-step process, where the original main motion was a one-step process. So on that basis, I'm going to let the board vote on it, and hopefully this will be quick. Alan, did I hear a point of something something?
No, that's Rip Robbins here, but
Rip. Go ahead.
Well, you sort of answered what my point of information was. I'm assuming this is combined. This is an amendment, not a substitute.
This is an amendment to the language that we've so far decided we're going to vote on at some point. So this is an amendment.
Okay. Well, then I thought that you did speak to that in our discussion when we were just having discussion before on the substitute, and someone brought that up about how they could amend this to the other, and you said after we voted on it, then that would be appropriate. So I think that's
what we're doing.
Yep, great.
And that's
what
we're doing. Lisa.
Thank you. First of all, I know you said you hope this will be quick, but I have no reason to believe that it will, as nothing has ever gone quickly. But it just seems to me, I mean, we've had this conversation, it seems like it's making it a must-carry. You know, if you say, I know, I heard you to ask AC whether, you know, if people say, if you say to submit a schedule, whether that would include, not that I'm saying I would agree or disagree with the decision of the programming or the GM or whatever, but to say, and that could also include that if they decide that they're not going to carry it. And it's like, no, they have to carry it. So this is like a must carry. I thought this conversation was had.
Mm-hmm. I think we've eaten up our 10 minutes just getting the wording right. So do people want to move to a vote, or do we want to extend time for debate?
Vote.
Okay, since we're at time, we can go straight to a vote. Teresa, will you call the roll on amending the motion that's now before us? Can you read the amendment first? No. Teresa, read the amendment first.
The amendment, quote, and the GMs and PDs report to the PNB and ED within 30 days of September 15, 2006, comma, providing their program of implementation and scheduling for the Spanish language national program.
Thank you.
Can I have a point of clarification?
Go ahead.
Is the intention of this motion that we will continue to produce this show with national money for the next 60 days or longer until we decide whether it's going to be on the stations?
That's we've already passed a motion before that is currently in force that says that it's funded, I believe, through the end of the fiscal year. So
clear on
go
that.
Ahead.
Thank
go
you.
Ahead with the roll, please.
All right. Rosalinda Montes-Palazzo.
I'll pass.
Pass.
Teresa, we can barely hear you. You're in an echo chamber far, far away.
Thank you. Thank you for telling me. The mouthpiece is now in my mouth. Rip Robbins.
Yes.
Thank you. Rob Robinson.
No, none of these things have any teeth in them. Nothing's going to happen.
All right. Deb Shafto.
Yes.
Don White.
Yes.
Lavarne Williams.
Pass.
Teresa Allen, no. Mary Berg?
No.
Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Pass.
A.C. Berg? Bird? Sorry. A.C.? Yes?
Yes.
Thank you. Lisa Davis?
Pass.
Patty Heffley?
Pass.
Ray LaForest?
No.
Ambrose Lane?
No.
Bob Letterer?
No.
Alan Minsky?
Yes.
Okay. Rosalinda?
Yes.
Sarb?
No.
Lavarne?
Yes.
Lydia?
Yes.
Lisa?
No.
Patty?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, no.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, no.
I'll vote yes.
I had
10 yes, 9 no.
Excuse me, point of information? Perhaps I was trying to count. I got
the yeses are Lydia, AC, Patty, Alan, Rosalinda, Rip, Deb, Don, and LaFarne.
Yeah.
9. That's 9. No's are T. Allen, Mary Berg, Ellen Bethune, Lisa Davis, Ray LaForest, Ambrose Lane, Bob Letterer, Sar Randhawa, Rob Robinson, and then the David Adelson yes makes it 10. Yes, to 9, no.
Okay.
Okay, the motion carries. I think we still might have a little minute left. Bob, you had something else on this topic that you said would take 1 minute?
Yes, thanks. I just
I have a question on this topic.
Okay. Go ahead, Bob, and then Rob, and then we're going to move.
I just wanted to ask Greg if it might be possible to establish an ongoing archiving of the show on the homepage of Pacifica.org, just in the same way that it now is there for Democracy Now!, SSRN, Flashpoints, et cetera, so that it could be accessible immediately to everyone, not just when it's being aired at a given station, but, you know, any time on demand.
Yeah, I'll ask about that at this point, sure.
Rob?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention to Greg that from what I can understand, Greg, it looks like a number of the people in management have either provided you with no clear response or they've given you a response which basically is not responsive. And since you're engaged in evaluations, I would certainly hope that you take that into consideration when you're conducting your evaluations now. Because I share your position that not only are we seeing contempt for the board, but certainly contempt for your opinion. You're asking them to respond to this.
Excuse me, Chairman.
I'm concerned about talking about this about personnel evaluations in public sessions.
I agree
so
with David.
I'd like to ask the member to restrict comments on personnel to executive session. I'm going to take the privilege of the chair for a moment just to say, you know, we took longer than scheduled, but it is a real pleasure to have this board addressing itself to issues of network operations and radio broadcasting in favor of governance, finer points or less fine points of governance. So for whatever time it takes, this is the work of the board, and I really appreciate that we take the time necessary to do this stuff. Which brings us to the next item of the agenda, as a matter of fact. And that is the resolution on
the... Wait a minute, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Point of information. What we just passed, 10-9, was A.C. Byrd's amendment on the Spanish...
Oh, thank you. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. So now we have amended that main motion. So now will you read the main motion as amended, and then we have to approve that. Thank you.
Well, Bob Letterer has sent me what he calls the amended motion on Spanish language program. The PND
It's that motion plus the amendment we just passed.
All right. The PNB strongly encourages all 5 Pacific stations to add the Spanish language news program to their schedule. The general managers and program directors will report to the executive director and the PNB by September 15 on the progress of their programming process. Okay, the progress of their programming process towards inclusion of the national Spanish language news program in their schedule. And the GMs and PDs report to PNB and ED within 30 days of September 15, 2006, providing their program of implementation and scheduling to the Spanish language national program. Oh.
There should be a shall in there, and the GMs and PDs shall.
Shall.
Point of order.
Okay. Yes, Bob?
Now, having heard the whole thing put together, the first sentence is contradicts the last sentence. So
I would agree. You know.
So I think the chair should rule the first sentence is now out of order.
Can you read it again so I can hear it?
Okay. The PNB strongly encourages all 5 Pacific stations to add the Spanish language news program to their schedules. The general manager...
You know, okay, I understand Bob's point. Would there be any objection to amending it to say as soon as possible? and then it still makes sense?
Could you repeat what you just said, Mr. Chair?
If we change it to say we encourage them to add it as soon as possible, and then go on to say within 30 days we want progress, and within 30 days of that we want your plan, then it still makes sense.
Point
of order. Mr. Chair?
Yes.
There are more than one contradictions here, and we have we've taken this around the block, and, you know, I just think the whole thing contradicts itself, and I don't see how,
I don't know what
we should do.
I disagree. I understand Bob's point. I believe that's the only glaring contradiction in it. There may be contradictions to people's ethics, but if we can get without objection adding as soon as possible, then we can proceed. If not, I'll rule as Bob suggests and strike the first sentence.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I have tried to follow all the various convolutions. Tell me if I am correct. It has now become a must carry. Is that not correct, or am I wrong?
I'm not going to use inflammatory words like that.
Well, if it is,
the motion
if it's mandated,
for itself.
If it is, in fact, that we should know what it is. It seems that's what the language is saying, as far as I get. Now, if I'm wrong about my interpretation of the language, I would appreciate clarification. But it's
a point of order, Mr. Chairman, Don White here.
Yes, Bird.
Unless I misunderstood it, AC Bird is saying that it has to be implemented. It has to.
Point of order.
Well,
yes.
Can I finish my question, please?
No, I think his point of order has to do with the statement being out of order.
I believe the statement. My point of order is that the statement is out of order because the language of a motion speaks for itself and does not call for an interpretation by the chair. And so the vote was taken on very specific language. And the member should review the language.
Yeah.
She may not agree with it. But to ask the chair to interpret that motion that just passed, I believe is out of order.
Yeah, I'll sustain that the point is well taken. The question I am going to ask, may we add the phrase as soon as possible to the first sentence without objection? If not, we're not going to go any... Go ahead. Is there any objection to adding as soon as possible?
Yes, I object, and I want to explain.
No, you don't need to. If there's an objection, you know, since we're out of time, I'm not going to modify it any further. You've asked, given that it's contradictory, will the first sentence be excluded? If somebody wants to extend time to deal with this issue, you can. Otherwise, I'll rule on that point. Hearing no extension of time.
Mr. Chair.
Yes?
Damn. I move that we add 10 minutes to discuss this.
Oh.
Will you call? Is there a second to the extension of time?
A second.
Okay. Will you call the roll on extending time, please?
Was there a second?
Yes, yeah. Barb seconded it.
I thought it was AC.
No, I didn't.
It was
no
second.
Okay. I'm so sorry, everybody.
Just call the roll quickly.
Barb?
Yes.
Rip?
No.
Rob?
Deb? Deb Shafto?
No.
Don?
No.
LaVarn? Can't hear LaVarn. Teresa Allen, yes. Mary Berg. Mary?
Pass for the minute.
Evelyn?
No.
Lydia? AC?
No.
No. Thank you. Lisa Davis?
No.
Patty Heffley?
No.
Ray?
I'll pass.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Alan? Alan?
No, Alan says no.
Thank you, Alan. Rosalinda?
Yes.
LaVarn?
I can't hear LaVarn. I give up on LaVarn. Rob Robinson?
Rob? I give up on Rob. Lydia? Lydia? I give up on Lydia. Ray?
The vote is to say
extend
whether or not...
Extend 10 minutes. Extend Rose 10 minutes.
Okay, yes.
Yes.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia. Do you want to extend 10 minutes, Lydia, or not?
Yes. I was off for...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, fails.
Okay, motion fails. I'm going to rule that first...
Passed.
Yes. Hello?
I had passed.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary.
I vote yes.
Yes, okay. So now it's a tie.
No, the motion fails because it takes two-thirds. So
okay, I'm sorry.
So I'm going to rule that first statement does indeed confound the meaning of it, and I think it could be easily misunderstood. So I'm going to rule that the prefatory remark is in contradiction to the amendment that was passed by the board and should be struck. Does anybody want to appeal the ruling of the chair? Hearing no appeal to the ruling of the chair, that's struck. Okay, now, have we adopted this motion, Secretary?
No.
Yes.
Okay, so now will you please read the motion as amended in its final form, and we will call the roll.
All right. The general managers and program directors will report to the executive director and the PNB by September 15th on the progress of their programming process towards inclusion of the national Spanish language news program in their schedule. And the GMs and PDs shall report to the PNB and ED within 30 days of September 15, 2006, providing their program of implementation and scheduling for the Spanish language national program.
Is everybody clear on the motion? Will you please call the roll, Teresa?
Okay. This is B letter motion
as amended.
Okay.
Certain
Robinson.
Irony there for
Rip
those
Robinson.
Who track irony.
Yes.
Thank you, Rip. Rob Robinson. Rob.
Rob Robinson.
Deb Shapto.
Yes.
Thank you. Don?
Yes.
LaVarn? LaVarn? Alan says yes. Mary Berg?
No.
Evelyn?
Pass.
Lydia? Lydia?
Pass.
Thank you. AC?
Yes.
Thank you. Lisa? 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 Patty?
Yes.
Ray?
I pass.
Ambrose?
No.
Bob?
Pass.
Alan?
Yes.
Rosalinda?
Pass.
Sarb?
Pass.
Oh, come on, guys.
I mean, what is all this?
Rob? I give up on Rob. LaVarn Williams? I give up on LaVarn. Evelyn? I'm sorry?
Yes.
Thank you. Lydia?
Yes.
Thank you. Ambrose?
That's it, no.
He voted no.
I'm sorry, I thought it was a pass for some reason.
No.
I'm sorry, I should have asked Rayla Forrest. It was Ray that passed. Ray? Ray? I give up on Ray, I guess.
I wouldn't know.
No. Okay. And Bob Letterer?
Abstain.
You abstain. Sarv?
No.
And Rip Robin?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. I love y'all. I love you. One, two, three.
What about you?
Lisa? This is Lavorne.
I'm sorry. Lisa Davis? Lisa Davis? I give up on Lisa Davis. Lavorne, are you back?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't say it earlier. I am, like, not feeling well. It's the result of that food poisoning in March at the PNB meeting. But my vote is I abstain.
Say what?
I abstain.
Abstain. Thank you very much. One, two, three, four, five.
I thought I abstained as well. It's Rosalinda.
Well?
Did you get my vote?
Teresa, this is Ray.
No.
I thought, Rosalinda, you originally had a pass and you changed it to no.
Oh, okay.
No.
Teresa?
Just a minute. Is that what you want, Rosalinda?
Oh, I forgot. Sorry.
It's the Bob Letterer motion as amended.
Oh, I'm sorry. Teresa, I'm sorry. I had.
Okay, wait a minute, Lavorne. Rosalinda, how did you want to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Rosalinda's voting yes. All right. Ray LaForest?
I'll change my vote to abstain.
You're going to abstain now?
Yes.
All right. And Lavorne?
Okay, I want to change my vote to no.
No. All right. Okay, here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
God, what would the world be like without email?
Right. The people would tell you in their email.
I'm a lot more honest.
11 yes, 3 no.
Oh, I'm still honest. Because there's people talking.
4 no.
11 yes, 3 no. I think the 3 no's are Mary,
Lavorne,
and Sarv, and I.
And Ambrose.
And
Ambrose.
There
are
four.
There's something
wait,
wrong
Mary,
with the voting here.
Wait a minute. Mary, Ambrose, and Lavorne are the
and
only Sarv. 3 no's. I'm sorry?
Sarv.
Mr. Rendella.
Well, somehow I had Sarv with a yes.
No.
He went from a pass to a yes.
No, I'm the no.
The no. Okay, well, thank you. So that would be 10 yes and 4 no. Thank you, everyone.